Barrhead, a Peanut Lake event venue site, will be able to expand its operation after the County of Barrhead's Municipal Planning Commission, MPC, approved Lakeview Investments Inc.'s application to replace 6 luxury camping yurts with 10 cabins during its November 19 meeting. The MPC initially approved the company's application to create an event venue, luxury resort campsite in April 2022. Development Officer Jenny Brunn said that although the yurts, a round upscale tent, were popular, the company discovered its guests would prefer to stay in a more permanent structure, hence the request to approve the cabins. Brunn said the company is applying for an Alberta travel grant to help offset the cost of the upgrades, which came on the heels of the Learn, Inspire, Focus and Thrive, or LIFT, conference the county hosted in mid-October, she said. Bruns noted the cabins would be gas-heated, with electricity and washrooms. The venue, Lakeview Weddings and Events, are growing quite rapidly, and it is exciting to see, she said. Bruns added in the county's land use bylaw that recreational resorts must meet specific criteria, noting the vast majority are already in place, as the venue has been in operation for 2 years. She added that the additional conditions concern ensuring that the cabins are commercial entities and are not used for the private or exclusive use of the developer or owner, so it does not become a family compound, with what are essential a bunch of little, permanent houses, Brunn said. Setback variance application. MPC members also approved a variance allowing the placement of a 50 by 175-foot farm accessory building with a 65-foot front setback. The property is in an agricultural district in the hamlet of Nearlandia. It has a developed yard site with a confined feeding operation, a single-family dwelling, a mobile home, and several outbuildings. Bruns reminded MPC members that they could authorize variances if the proposed development would not unduly interfere with the neighborhood's amenities or impact the use, enjoyment, or value of neighboring land parcels, and the proposed use of the structure conforms to the prescribed use for the land or structure. Bruns said that under the land use bylaw, an agricultural district requires a setback of 100 feet in the front yard and 19.7 feet for the side and back yards. The applicant is asking to put in the proposed location to minimize the amount of dirt required to level out the building site and minimize the loss of usable farmland, Bruns said. I recommend approving this proposal. It is in the hamlet, and it is never going to be a 100 km per hour thoroughfare, and it is keeping in line with the rest of the structures, and it will not impose or cause any grief on anyone. She added that despite not conforming to the setbacks, there was still a lot of room for a utility corridor. It also allows them to set up their yard more efficiently, and they are not pushing out into cropland, she said. Barry Curtin, Town and Country Today.com.